Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
I have no traffic updates to add to this conversation.
I have news to add to this conversation.
If you must.
Thank you. I really have to. It's my job. The High Court in Johannesburg has postponed the bail application by corruption accused Michael Harry Lomas to next Friday. This now for further hearing. Lomas and 11 others are facing over 40 counts of corruption. It's linked to 1.4 billion rand, which was meant to upgrade Eskom's Kusile power station in Mpumalanga. This now between 2014 and 2017. Lomas was extradited from the United Kingdom in September last year. And moving abroad, the Israeli Justice Ministry published a list of 95 Palestinian prisoners who are to be freed starting on Sunday. This is as part of the first exchange for Israeli captives under a Gaza ceasefire deal. According to a statement by the Israeli government, the release of prisoners will be subject to government approval of the ceasefire plan and will not take place before Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Back in South Africa, ArcelorMittal CEO Cobus Verster stated that the company's financial struggles prevent further engagements as it faces difficulty meeting demand. Verster met with Employment and Labour Minister Nomakosazana Meth after announcing a job cut of 3,500.
So we do not have the window to allow much more time for consultation and discussion, and the issue has been pushed to a decision from the company's perspective, and we now have a very small window to try and find a solution. The issue is so big, it would be unfair to various parties to put them under a very strict time constraint.
The steel manufacturer reported its worst performance in recent history last year, citing slow economic growth and high costs when it comes to energy and logistics.
We continue to advocate and request level playing field. We want the enabling environment for manufacturing of steel. The unfairness in terms of the tax PPS system and the export tax, those need to be addressed. They are complicated issues, but there's a lot of people willing and able to work at it hard, and sometimes we can find interim solutions to see how we address the issues longer term.
A dollar is trading at around 18 rand 71, a euro 19 rand 25, and a pound sitting at 22 rand 81. Gold trading at $2,716.55 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $80.64 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Well, we start off with some cricket news live from Durban. This is the Eastern Cape Sunrisers up against the Durban Super Giants. Not looking so good for the side who are the champions. They won the toss and look to bat first. Noor Ahmed is the man who's doing the damage, ripping through the top and middle order. He's got 3 for 14 so far. The score 96 for 4. After 13 overs, Marco Janssen and Tom Abel there at the crease on 4 and 36 respectively. Hopefully Tom will be able to carry his side. It's 6:30, guys. The BCCI has lowered the amount of time the Indian players can spend with their families after a string of defeats, including a 3-1 embarrassment in Australia. The guidelines also make participation in domestic cricket mandatory to be eligible for selection for the national side. And the Vodacom Bulls have returned to a near full-strength squad for their final Investec Champions Cup match against France. As Stade Français, it's happening at Loftus Festival tomorrow. Springbok Elderkhulu will captain the side, which sees the return of another Bok as well, Ruan Nokia, who's the co-captain, while the loose trio also Marcel Kutia and Lowe as well is also in there with Cameron Hanekom. So big guys there in the forward pack. SA Rugby has appointed an independent auditor to investigate the failed 1.4 billion rand equity deal with American outfit following a News 24 expose earlier today. In a statement that was released this afternoon, SA Rugby confirmed that the executive council had met with the team following